Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. We're coming to you today with more of the good news that Jesus, yes, truly is ministering to the people and setting the captives free. And today, I'd like to focus first on Mark 9:25, where Jesus cast a deaf spirit out of a child even. And that's what we're going to focus on, among some others, though, but mainly today, a deaf spirit. And I'd like to welcome to the program Sister Betty Bright. Good to have you, Betty.
It's good to be here.
Betty, you've been on the program a couple of times before over the last few years, and let me just get a little history on you, though. Maybe the listeners have not heard you before since it's been a while, but when were you born again?
Oh, when I was a child. When I was 12, I believe, when I first joined church, I believe.
Quite a few years back now, I guess. And how about being filled with the Holy Spirit?
Oh, that just happened in about 6 years ago, and everything changed after that.
Well, I can say the same. I'm sure many of the listeners that have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues have saw a tremendous change and a power that came into their life that they never had before, and that's certainly what happened to me, and that's why I'm doing the ministry now, is because of that very event. Well, Betty, here you were, born again, spirit-filled, and yet here a few years ago, you had some things going on. As I recall, you had a spirit of infirmity that was bothering you. How about telling the listeners first about that?
Oh, that was about thyroid problems. And at one of your meetings, you mentioned about people being delivered from heart problems. And I thought, well, if God can do it for heart, He can do it for this. And so I've been delivered about 4 years. And the doctors confirmed it with blood tests, and it's still free.
And did you feel it come out? How did you know you were delivered at the time that you were ministered to?
I just felt a heaviness lift off me, and I knew it was done, that He had taken care of it.
And the doctors, they just couldn't figure it out, could they?
No, at first they did. They took the test twice to make sure that they were seeing right, and since then I've gone back, and they are still good, perfectly normal.
Well, Jesus overhauls us many ways, doesn't He? Certainly spiritually, but then physically as well, as we come to Him and seek. Well, then you came back up, as it turns out, and that's something to get across to the people. I wish deliverance and healing, and, you know, it was all a one fixed deal, and we never have to have any ministry again, but it just doesn't seem to be the way it works. It's more of an ongoing process, and we need some maintenance. We need some ministry, it seems, from time to time. And that's what you found as well. Tell the listeners how it is you happened to come back.
Okay. I felt this heaviness in my right ear, and I didn't know what it was, and I prayed about it. And the Holy Spirit had told me it was a spirit of deafness. And so my husband and I tried praying for it ourselves, and it was still there. So we came into Deliverance Ministries. And
how long ago was that now, Betty?
About 6 months ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I was delivered that night of many things.
Well, tell the listeners what did happen, if you can recall. What went on as you were ministered to?
Okay. The first spirit that I was ministered for was the spirit of witchcraft. And this rather surprised me. It went back to the time when my grandfather would read TVs after our evening meal. And so that spirit left.
Now, how did you know that spirit was in there, Betty?
I didn't know it. I just wrote it down in case it might be, because of that background. And I was surprised when it did come out.
What happened? Did it actually manifest?
Yes, it manifested in that it was crying and speaking in another language. And I felt that was Welsh, the Welsh dialect.
Which is your family's background.
Yes, that's right. So I knew that one was gone.
Now, it was crying right through you, and you knew it wasn't you, but it was it.
Right. That's right. I wasn't crying, but it was crying.
You know, that's an experience that many Christians have not either seen or been around, and yet it's here at Course Deliverance Ministries. We see it all the time as we minister to people, and I've seen it over a decade now, and so it's still somewhat astonishing, and but it also confirms that those things are out there and bothering us and actually getting inside of us, not possessing us, because our spirits are secure. But they obviously somehow get within the fleshy areas and torment and harass us, and that seemed to be what you were experiencing.
Yes, that's right, yes. So I was delivered of that spirit. And then we also came against the spirit of rejection, and that went back to my childhood and at 3 years of age when my father left. I thought I had handled that pretty well up until then. But that spirit was still very much in there. And
did it speak through you or anything?
Oh, yes. I cried myself. And as you said, to give the problem to the Lord, and that's what I've done. It took a while to completely do that.
Did we do an inner healing with you on that? It's a little hard for me to remember now. It's been about 6 months back.
Yes, Hart said that we had done that. Yeah.
Inner healing, which is another, which dovetails so beautifully with deliverance because, well, frankly, deliverance happens so many times when we get into the inner healing, and they're all kind of mixed together. Well, so that one came out, and you were no doubt feeling better as each one came out.
That's right. And then the next spirit was a spirit of nervousness, and so that one had to go too. And it was shaking all over, and it just left.
I remember that now as we talk about it. Yes, you were shaking as we got hold of the spirit, and then as it finally left, then you were back to normal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then the last spirit was the spirit of deafness, and that was the main spirit. And it put on a show, too. And
what all did it do, Betty?
Well, my head went back and forth, and finally you held it. And then the spirit left, but I felt the power of Jesus really taking care of that and taking it out of there. So then I knew I was set free there.
So what happened with your hearing at that point?
It improved a lot. Yes, I know. I noticed it at work, especially that I could hear people behind me, which I couldn't hear before. And I just walk away from them. I guess they wondered why I was not listening to them, but now I can hear. Yeah.
Well, Betty, you'd have to say that Jesus is still setting the captives free. Amen?
Amen. That's for sure. I praise him for being who he is and being there for us when we need him. Yeah.
And we see deliverance and healing go together so much. And as we read in the scriptures, well, just passage after passage, Jesus was casting out demons. He was healing the sick, and he commissioned the disciples to go out and to cast out devils and to heal the sick. And then he commissioned the 70 to do the same. And then, of course, we read in the last chapter of Mark where he told all believers in his name to cast these things out and to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. There it is again. Casting out demons, healing the sick. And I still like to focus on Acts 10:38, where God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all of those who were oppressed of the devil. And that's what had happened. Perhaps some of this was inherited and it was just starting to manifest in the hearing area. I don't know all the reasons for this. But the good news is we've learned who we are in Jesus and how to deal with these things, how to focus on them. There's many people that are being tormented and harassed right now with these things that have not realized that it was a spirit, and the answer is right under their nose in Jesus' name. Well, Betty Bright, thank you for being on the program today and sharing that beautiful testimony.
It was good to be here again. Thank you.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.